It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on this Friday installment of the Wiki Corner?
So 45 years ago today, our area, Western New York, was being impacted by a pretty major weather event.
Is this a weather bomb, snow bomb? What is this thing coming up the coast?
Right.
Is this an anniversary thing that they're doing out there?
It's kind of funny timing, but this is the anniversary of the blizzard of 1977, which hit Western New York and Southern Ontario, Canada, from January 28th until February 1st.
Jeez.
Daily peak wind gusts ranging from 46 to 69 miles per hour were recorded by the National Weather Service in Buffalo, with snowfall as high as 100 inches recorded in some areas over 4 days.
Jeez.
And the high winds blew all of that snow into drifts of 30 to 40 feet.
That's incredible.
I cannot even fathom 40-foot snowdrifts.
Now, I was born that year, and it wouldn't have made a difference because, first of all, I wouldn't remember, but I wasn't here.
Right.
But I've seen these. I mean, I think everybody's seen the pictures.
Right.
And they look unreal. They look something out of a movie.
It really does. So there were a total of 23 storm-related deaths in Western New York, with 5 more in Northern New York.
Mm.
So certain pre-existing weather conditions exacerbated the blizzard's effects. November, December, and January average temperatures were much below normal, and Lake Erie had frozen over by December 14th, which was a record.
So it froze early.
So it froze early, and then there was like a bunch of snow dumped on top of it.
On top of it,
so
okay.
So that was...
And then you
a huge issue.
Right, because the winds.
So the snow began around 5 a.m. on January 28th, and by 11 a.m., a blizzard warning was issued, which was the first time the Buffalo National Weather Service office had done this.
It issued a blizzard warning. Really?
Yeah. So snow built up rapidly, with bumper-high snow being reported by 1 p.m. and 15-foot-high drifts by nightfall in the city of Buffalo. The depth of snow quickly caused many roads to become impassable within 30 minutes of the blizzard starting in some parts of Buffalo closer to Lake Erie. And the blowing snow caused extremely low visibilities, making travel nearly impossible.
Can't imagine.
Now, by 1:30, Buffalo radar indicated almost no snow, and it became clear that snow was being blown off of the frozen Lake Erie. Lake Erie was reported to be covered by deep powdery snow at the beginning of the blizzard. The new snow that had fallen, plus the snow that had accumulated on land and the frozen lake, were all blown by the strong winds and created drifts of over 25 feet in metropolitan Buffalo.
2.5 stories.
Yeah. And now, in addition to the roads becoming impassable, motorists also had to deal with vehicles breaking down due to the combination of very cold temperatures, very high winds, and blowing snow. That night, people stayed in whatever shelter they could find. Authorities estimated 13,000 people were stranded Friday night in downtown Buffalo, and many in the surrounding areas as well. At the Buffalo Zoo, 8-foot drifts of snow allowed 3 reindeer to walk over their fence and wander about the city.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The reindeer are on the loose too.
Yeah. In the hardest struck areas, snowmobiles became the only viable method of transportation.
Sure.
By midnight Friday, an estimated 2,000 cars were stranded on Main Street and about 8,000 on other streets in the city of Buffalo. The high winds of the blizzard packed the snow so tightly and high that normal snow removal equipment was ineffective, and earth-moving equipment such as front-end loaders had to be used.
It's incredible. Where do you put it all, though? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
You want to move it, but...
That much, that's a lot of snow. Yeah.
Crazy.
So the next day, President Carter declared a major disaster area in 7 counties in Western New York, and that was the first time a snowstorm was declared a federal disaster area.
Breaking all kinds of... walls down.
Equipment from Colorado, New York City, and Toronto, among other places, was used in the cleanup of the snow. Abandoned vehicles were towed to designated parking areas, and the snow was hauled to dump areas where some remained until early May.
People just left their cars there for months?
No, the snow.
Oh, the snow.
Remained.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the cars stayed there for that long.
No, probably not. If you could find them, you could get them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And a board game called the Blizzard of 77 Travel Game was created after the storm.
Okay.
In it, the players drive around the board trying to collect goods such as groceries, bank, work, drugstore, and hardware, with 2 safe spots of home and gasoline before the storm hits. Once the storm hits, the board was flipped over to the blizzard side, and the players had to continue in blizzard conditions.
That is...
I don't know why... like there's like commercialization of major events like this. Like, it's so weird to me.
It's creative, but honestly, people play that game every time there's a forecast of six inches of snow. I mean, you go to Wegmans, you see it, you know what's going on.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. Yes. So there you go.
Oh, is that it?
That's it. Yeah, the blizzard of 1977.
Holy cow. All right.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You picked out a song to go along with the blizzard, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bengals.
Super. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.